Today's daf Masechet Shabbos daf Tetvav. The Gemara shares a historical note and gzeiros associated with upheavals in Eretz Yisrael around the time of Churban Beis Hamikdash. 180 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the second Beis Hamikdash, the Romans came into Eretz Yisrael. 100 years later, the Gemara says 80 years before the Churban, gzeiros were instituted. Special decrees. One was Tumas Eretz Amamim, impurity on the land outside of Eretz Yisrael. There was also gzeira on Tuma of Klei Zchuchis, glass vessels. Further changes occurred with the Sanhedrin's removal 40 years before the Churban. Regarding the Gzeira on glass vessels, the Gemara in Amud Beis quotes Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rish Lakish. The glass is initially manufactured from sand, and therefore Chazal categorized it with a Kli Cheres. Under the categories Kli Cheres, therefore it can be given a Tuma Derabanan status. There are two important areas of Halacha impacted by this Gzeira on Zchuchis, on glass. One in the realm of Agalas Kalim, and the other in the realm of Tfilas Kalim. So the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach, Simen Taf Nun Aleph Sif Chaf Vav, holds that had chametz, a kli zchuchis, a glass vessel that had chametz in it and even had been used with hot food or liquids, does not need to be kashered for Pesach because it does not absorb. Simply washing it off is sufficient. The Mishnah Berurah adds, the properties of glass here, the physical properties of glass, are that they are smooth and hard, and therefore non-absorbent. So this line of the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch, it's all based on the Beis Yosef, brought from the Rishonim already, the Ran, the Rashba, and the Rosh, who are all more makel when it comes to the glass and being able to use it for Pesach. So the Ramah wrote to be Machmir, that Hagala is not effective on glass, and this is the Minhag in Ashkenazi community. So here the Rishonim are the Mordechai and Rabbein Yechiel. So based on our Gemara, since the beginning of glass production is with sand, the Ramah writes this, we treat it more like Klicheres. So the Shorash of the Machlokas is whether we view glass based on its basic material makeup, which is the Machmir approach, that it's from sand, which has a status of Klicheres, or do we look at the physical properties of the glass, that it's smooth and hard without cracks, therefore no possibility to absorb. There were Ashkenazi Poskim who sided with the Shulchan Aruch, such as the Moroksia, and Sephardi Poskim, such as the Stechem and Rav Palim, who passed like the Shulchan Aruch. So we see a very broad-reaching machlokas here about how to treat glass in halacha. Lamaisa, in a case of Hefsed Meruba, the Mishnah Berurah said to be lenient. One area that has come up in recent years is the glass top electric stove, where most Hashkacha agencies felt there was no good or safe way to kasher the glass because a fire would crack it. At the same time, others argue that the whole design of these modern glass tops is zero porosity. So nothing can get in, nothing can be absorbed, not as they had been manufactured in the past. So Ashkenazim, according to this side, could rely on these those achronim who side of the Shulchan Aruch. The other area is Tfilas Kalim. Rav Asher Weiss and Charles Tshuvas Minchas Asher, Chelek Gimel Simen Nun Ches, discusses the modern challah boards that often have a glass surface for cutting the challah. So usually there's a wood or metal base, or sometimes wood and metal. So first off, this is called a ma'amid in halacha, and the whole board would not require Tfilah Midoraisa because the bread is being cut on the glass, which only would require Tfilah Midorabanan. Rav Asher Weiss quotes a Mishnah in Meseches Kalim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, that flat glass vessels are tahor and cannot become tummy. So maybe this challah board doesn't require a tefillah altogether. Two other issues that he brings up are that this board could get ruined in a tefillah, and perhaps the whole item, second issue is perhaps the whole item is not really for eating at all, but for preparation of food. So Rav Asher Weiss comes out makel that if one can, they do tefillah without a bracha, but if their person is concerned for ruining it, would allow one to not have to be tovel this challah board.